Turning now to our excerpt from, actually, edit out, please. This is our thoughts on our excerpt that we read last week from Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time. Nikola seeing the fireball, and this is a good adjunct, or what's the better word, companion set of thoughts to what we just discussed about the total ability for us to be self-sufficient. Because often, you know, when, you know, I like the notion of self-sufficient villages interlinked globally, but the power guys will take that notion and describe it as and accuse whoever says it of wanting to go back, or what word do they usually use? That they're regressive and want to turn their back on technology, that they're troglodytes. Not at all. Just the opposite. We want to expand our gifts, every single one of us. Nikola Tesla, as brilliant as he is not an aberration. Well, he's certainly unique. But his power came from tapping into that eternal. And when power is off our backs, all of us can do that. And he left so many rich gifts that we need now in our establishment of self-sufficiency rooted in individual power globally. So my point being, his figuring out the fireball and his figuring out all his marvelous inventions, this was one man. We don't need their particle accelerators. And if it so happens that a group want this, they'll figure out a way to do it without holding everybody else hostage. You feel me? We need to be free. Nikola's seeing the fireball. The dictionary definition of ball lightning, you recall, was simply that it was a form of lightning with the form of a moving globe that have been known to appear in airplanes in flight, move eerily along the floor of the cabin, and after no more than 5 seconds, vanish. Unquote from the dictionary. Nikola Tesla understood them as an unstable electromagnetic field, quote, the initial energy of which was insufficient to maintain the fireball, and that there must be another source, which he believed came from other lightning passing through the fireball's nucleus, unquote, and said that he, quote, had learned how to create the phenomenon at will, unquote, from Margaret Cheney. She commented on this by saying that modern scientists, using the most powerful nuclear accelerators, have tried and failed to replicate his achievement, which, given the sticky fingers of the power guys, when it comes to anything that could give them a weapons advantage, and given that all of Nikola's papers were lifted from his rooms upon his death, suggests that this is part of their EMF weapons theft of Nikola. Or it simply means that, as we've said, the power of one far exceeds the power of a tiny group of guys wielding the heavy hand of manufactured scarcity. They're seizing the resources of the globe because they can, but now we can get those resources in our own hands. And truly, the resources that matter are these bodies we have, and we have the means to take those back. That's what Nikola wanted. That's what he gave us his gifts for. And it provides powerful evidence, as I just said, that our individual power, unleashed. This example of the fireball provides powerful evidence. Nikola and the fireball. We need a children's story here, huh? provides powerful evidence that it is our individual power, unleashed, to which is owed the inventions that we delight in, that make life more interesting, joyful, and exciting. Our priorities are not shared by the power guys. We need only look, as Kropotkin said, how they turn every idea they squeeze out of us to yet more weapons, to see the future they have planned for us. Us, ever fearful and afraid of them, them stepping all over authentic life, scratching out its eyes, crushing heads, so they may install their regime of death and themselves as royalty over a sea of corpses.